Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're continuing the ahadith and explaining the obligation of jihad and the virtues of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening. So we're doing various ahadith. We've completed the various ayat of Quran Sharif and now we're doing the various ahadith. So continuing with this, an Abi Dharrin radiallahu anhu qal, قلت يا رسول الله أي العمل أفضل قال الإيمان بالله والجهاد في سبيل الله متفق عليه. Yesterday we did two ahadith that explained that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, the first was Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked which action is the best. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, belief in Allah, iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. He was asked, then what? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, number two, jihad in the path of Allah. He was asked, then what? Number three, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Hajj mabrur. So that was the first hadith. The second hadith we did yesterday, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which action is the most beloved to Allah ta'ala? He replied, Salah at its prescribed time. So the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Salah. The second thing he says, I asked then what? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, obedience to parents. I asked then what? He said, number three, jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu narrates, that I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which action is the best? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, belief in Allah ta'ala and jihad in his path. So number one, iman, and number two, jihad. As we explained yesterday, these ahadith, they don't contradict each other, but depending on the person that is asking the question, depending on the circumstance, and depending on the need of the time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give the answer to Sahaba. An Anasin radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la ghadwatun fi sabilillah, o ruhatun khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, going out in the path of Allah ta'ala in the morning or in the evening is better than the world and whatever it contains in it. Going out in the path of Allah ta'ala in the morning or in the evening is better than the world and whatever it contains in it. This hadith mentioned Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif and Tirmidhi Sharif. The words of the hadith imply that even a short while spent in the path of Allah ta'ala is great in the sight of Allah ta'ala. The reward in Jannah has been compared with the worldly riches. So the question that may come to the mind, that is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. So why is it compared to the riches of the world? Ulama explain is because we generally relate to the world. Our mind thinks like that. That there's a deal here, how much I can make as far as this deal is concerned. There's an investment here, what is the return as far as this investment. So our minds are trained to think like that. So because our minds are trained to think like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning in that terms, so we can relate to it more. We can relate to it in terms of this world which we are used to relating to. So therefore you'll find the hadith is saying, going out in the path of Allah in the morning or evening is better than the world and whatever it contains in it. Whatever the world contains in it. It doesn't mean that now the world suddenly has become valuable, but because our mind calculates in terms of gold, in terms of silver, in terms of minerals, in terms of jewelry, in terms of buildings, in terms of assets that the world has to offer. We look at all these things, the high-rise buildings, etc., and we try and put a value to it. So based on every single thing, a short while in the path of Allah in the morning and evening is better than every asset of the world put together. This is what the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. Not trying to tell us that the world is valuable in the sight of Allah, but because we relate to it, the hadith is put to us in this manner. Ulama go on to say that the rewards of Jannah far exceed the rewards of this world, and the bounties of this world are temporary, while the treasures of the year after forever and forever they are eternal. One who attains the lower stage in Jannah will be given a space equal to 10 times this world. What will be the plot size? The person buys a plot in this world and he's told that your plot is, for example, 1,000 square meters or 2,000 square meters or 1 hectare or 2 hectares. Or so many acres. But the person that is given the lowest, in order the lowest jannati, he's got the lowest jannat. the size of his Jannat will be 10 times the whole size of this world. Can you imagine what Allah Ta'ala will give the lowest Jannati? What about those Jannatis that are higher up? So this is the kindness, this is the clemency, this is the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. 10 times the whole size of this world will be the size of the Jannat of the lowest Jannati. So the hadith would also mean that spending a short while in the path of Allah Ta'ala is better than spending all the wealth of this world in his path. This is corroborated by another hadith which states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent out an army, and Abdullah ibn Rawaha stayed back radiallahu anhu. He stayed back so that he could perform salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, if you had to spend whatever is in this world, you will not be able to attain the virtue of going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala in the morning. In other words, even if you spend this whole world, amount that's in this whole world, this is one explanation, is it won't equal going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala for a short while in the morning. So it shows what the reward is for striving out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ghora Salehji would give a nice example. He said, take all the beautiful things of this world, the most exquisite, the most, so to speak, designer items of this world, things that people go out to look for and see value and treasure. For example, the chandeliers, the gold, the silver, the jewelry, the most exotic vehicles of this world, the most exotic scenes of this world, the wonders of this world. Take it and put it on display in Jannat. In other words, you got one section in Jannat. This is just a display section of the most beautiful scenery, the most beautiful items of attraction of this world. They're all displayed there in one section of Jannat. He says, what will it do to Jannat? What will this one display section do to Jannat? He says, it will just spoil Jannat. That's all. The most glamorous, beautiful, attractive things of this world will just spoil Jannat. Like how you have a dump yard that spoils that whole area when there's a dump that's there in the middle of the area. It just spoils the area. It doesn't give it any attraction. Like that, this area that has all the exquisite things of this world will only spoil Jannat, because what Allah has got in store in Jannat is 100,000 times better than what this world has to offer. This actually is completely insignificant. It will be like a dump that is put there in Jannat. So therefore, we should at least, or we should try to put our hearts in those things that are there forever, those things that are there that Allah Ta'ala has created for beauty, those things that are there for enjoyment, and that is the things of Akhirat. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.